Hi, we are the comics Rita, Julia and Gregorio. And today we will read a silent book called Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley and illustrated by Angelo Fertini, published by Asterius. On a stormy night, on the 31st of October, 1880, a man in his laboratory wanted to create a man-monster for one of his new experiments. He was a very famous scientist. On that same night, he went to the cemetery to dig a coffin for its tomb. It was dirty and full of cobwebs. The hoodlums that were helping him pulled the corpse out, and it smelled like rotten fish.
"Come on, Jack, or else we will never arrive in time,"
said Billy, holding a lantern to light their way. The lightning illuminated the sky, turning it purple. The rain knocked on the roof, and the wind dragged the leaves into the air. The corpse was laid quickly on a bed with damp sheets. The lightning hit the lightning rod on the roof and with its energy woke the dead body.
"Eureka!"
screamed the inventor.
"We will call him Frankenstein."
But they realized quickly that there was something wrong. Frankenstein was too powerful. So they chained him to one of the iron bars of the laboratory and they put a guard to watch him. But with his muscular arms, Frankenstein freed himself from the chains and managed to escape while the guard yelled,
"Stop! What are you doing? Stop!"
Without managing to stop him, the man monster fled into the forest and towards the cemetery. At that moment, the wife and daughter were visiting the cemetery, putting flowers on the tomb. The girl recognized her father immediately and said,
Mom, I saw someone."
The mother did not want to listen to the girl. Without warning, decided to follow him. She reached him and got his hand and whispered,
"I know who you are. You're my dad. Come with me."
And she brought him close to a lake where they started to talk. Then, surprisingly, the girl went away and fell into the lake and drowned. Frankenstein tried to save her, but on his path he found the guy and got scared, so he ran away. After a bit, that man, Mr. John, brought the dead body of the child to the village and asked the citizens for a meeting.
"We need to find the guilty man. The thing that he did was horrible. I saw a bad guy run to the water mill. Let's go and get him and kill him."
Everyone was okay with Mr. John, so they started walking towards the building to burn it. When they started burning the structure, Frankenstein was hiding inside. His creator was with him. He was trying to help him because he knew he wasn't a criminal. The water mill quickly caught fire and collapsed, trapping Frankenstein and his creator under the rubble. The scientist and his creator was able to save himself while Frankenstein died. All the villagers went to the hospital to visit the scientist in the middle of it. All was Mr. John, who was smiling, all satisfied. He was happy that he killed Frankenstein because it was actually him who pushed that girl into the deep waters of the lake.
The end.